my reaction when my parents told me that we were leaving. We were going to this Washington. What the heck is that? Washington? That's like all the way out in the middle of nowhere. Not like Kansas isn't. But still, yeah. But still, Washington, that's like over 1,300 miles away from the home that I knew. I was leaving my boyfriend, I was leaving my best friends, I was leaving all of my friends that I had grown up with, my school that I had been at for 11 years. 11 years. I would have been a 12-year student. 12-year graduate. You get cool little ties for that when you graduate. I always look forward to those cool little ties. Did I get them? No. Least to say, I was upset. Because I was leaving the home that I knew. I was there. I had friends. I had family. I was comfortable. How many of you have your Bibles tonight? Yeah, for like three people. All right, let's turn to Matthew 14. Yeah, hear those pages flipping. Matthew 14, 24 through 31. You guys all know this story. This is a story about when Jesus walks on water and they're like, ooh. But I want you guys to see the story in a different light tonight. All right, so it starts in verse 24 if you all are there. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they said, oh, it's a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, saying, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid, blah, 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 blah. You all heard this incredible. Peter said to him, okay, now you guys got to remember who Peter is. He's the big macho fisherman guy. He's the guy that's like, oh, God, I'm on your right hand. And Jesus is like, no. But Peter gets up there and he's like, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water. Because, you know, this is where Peter gets into his, you know, his little right-handness with Jesus. And so Jesus says, what? Come. Recently, I was in Walla Walla visiting a friend, and I was talking to her about going to Vespers. You know, that's what we all do. That's what we're kind of doing right now, but not really. Anyway, but I was talking to her about going to Vespers, and I was like, hey, you know, let's go tonight. When you wanna get ready, when you wanna go? And she goes, ugh. And I looked at her, I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, well, I'm kind of against religion right now. And shocked, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, like, is there something that's made you stumble in your path? And she goes, and what she said next, I will never, ever forget. She said, oh, no, no. I'm the most comfortable and confident I've been with myself for a very long time, and I like where I'm at. And so being me, actually, this wasn't actually me, but I just kind of sat there, I was like, oh, okay, and I dropped the subject. But I thought about that and said, God, I don't want to be comfortable if I don't have you. And I was like, God, how can this happen? This was my friend that was at the beginning of the summer was like, yeah, I'm going to be an SM. I'm going to go get people for Christ, you know, all this stuff. And now she's like, what if? I'm comfortable where I'm at. Where are we? Anyone? Where are we? Right now. Yeah. But let's think of a broader spectrum. Earth. There you go. What is Earth full of? Water, yes. Sin is the word that I'm looking for. Yeah. I was like, what? Land. No. Sin. How many of you guys like living here? How many of you guys like to put up with murder and death? Yeah, oh yeah, sure, yeah, okay. Personally, I'm not a big fan. Personally, I mean, you know, whatevs. But guys, this is not our home. I repeat, this is not our home. Let's go to Exodus 3. Yeah. Well, let's go to Exodus 3, verse 9 through 12. You guys know this story, too. This is a story about, you know, the burning bush, and Moses is like, ah! And he's like, ah! Just like me. So I kind of relate to the story a bit. But in verse 9, God's talking to Moses, and he's like, you know, I've heard the cry of my people, and it's terrible, basically. And he says to Moses in verse 10, therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that who have sent you, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then in chapter 4, Moses gives God what? Excuses. He gives God, good job, Daniel. He gives God excuses. He says, I can't talk. I'm not a public speaker. Send someone else to do that. That's not my job. I am a shepherd here. I go out. This is what I do. I go out with the sheep. I stay there all day. Then I come home to my lovely wife and children, and I am comfortable. He was there for 40 years. That is a lot longer than 11. 40 years in this one place. Do you really think that he's going to want to go back to where people want to kill him? No. Moses was like, And God said, no, you need this. Because I need you. Okay, let's go back to Matthew. All right, so Jesus says what? There we go. Jesus says what? Okay. Jesus says, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. Now notice, I want you guys to notice this. Is Jesus touching Peter in any way? No, he's not. Is he holding Jesus' hand at all? No. But seeing the wind and the waves, he became frightened and began to sink and cried, Lord, save me. Now, when I was back in Kansas and we were about to leave, I had a couple of friends that would come up to me and be like, oh, you're so special. You can make friends right off the bat. You'll be a great influence wherever you go. And I was like, screw it. Screw it. I'm not going to. That is not what I'm going to do. Because I am mad. Now, I, personally, did not have the hand of Jesus when I came up here. Did Peter have the hand of Jesus when he started to sink? No. He looked around and he was like, ah! Just like me and Moses. Ah! I'm walking on water. This is not normal. Because it's not. Is it? No. Ooh. All right. So immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and we're going to go back to something else. Does Jesus abide on this earth permanently? The answer is no. Does Jesus abide on this earth permanently? Oh, good job. So, do you think that if Jesus does not abide here permanently, then should we? Oh, good job. Where do you think that God wants us to be? Now, is with him here? No. Where's with him? So I got here. I remember my first, actually, I remember the handshake. And that was the most awkward thing I have ever done in my life. Here, I know no one. And yet, I'm like, hi, my name's Rachel. Except for Coda. I knew Coda. But then he left me to go with the juniors. Anyway. So I'm going through my head and it's Rachel, Most awkward thing ever. I remember my first day at school. Like, there were people who said, oh, you're a new student? That's so cool. I was like, yes. Yes. I'm a new student here and I hate it. No, but I did. Like, to be totally honest with you guys, I hated it. It's nothing personal. But I hated being here. I was away from my friends. I was away from, like I said, my boyfriend, my family, from my school that I was supposed to be a 12-year graduate at. And I hated it. I did not want to be here at all. And then we get senior survival. And actually, senior survival was during my birthday. And that was actually when I was supposed to be going down to Kansas City for my birthday. And so instead, I had to go to senior survival. And guess who was not happy with that? Me. So I'm there, and I'm like, oh, I hate this. Why am I here? Why am I here? And it actually ended up not being that bad, and I kind of enjoyed myself. And after that, I got back to school. I started to blend in with people. Started to make friends, but still hated it. And I was just like, God, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Why are you making me be here? Let's turn to Psalms 137. How many of you listen to Sublime? How many of you regret that you just raised your hand? Just kidding. Okay. There's a song that they sing called By the Rivers of Babylon, which is actually this chapter right here. It is not only one of the most morbid chapters in Psalms, it is also probably one of the most inspiring chapters, for me at least. But the song goes, By the Rivers of Babylon, when we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. But basically, it's about the Israelites, and they're in Babylon, and they're all whining and complaining because the Babylonians are like, hey, you sing good, sing for us. And they're like, and they call out to God and they say, God, how can we do this when we are in Babylon and not in Israel? How in the world are you going to make us do this? And they say, God, we don't want to be here. Not at all. We were comfortable back there. Right now, we are uncomfortable. I'm shoveling gravel. I am uncomfortable. And what does God say in verse 5? He says, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. So basically, what is God saying here? I will not forget you. That's so weird, because God's so big. You'd think that he would be like, oh, yeah, I remember you now. But he says, I will not forget you. Let's go back to Matthew. It's our last one, I promise. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith." Now, somebody read the next verse. Anyone? Really? What happened when they got in the boat? Why do you think we call them comfort zones? Because we're comfortable. Peter was inside the boat. He had something to cling on to. And when he got out of the boat, he freaked out. He was like, "Ah! I'm sinking, Lord, help me." But Jesus stretched out his hand and said, "I have not forgotten you." Jesus was with them the entire time. And when they got back in the boat, the wind stopped because he was back in his comfort zone. Guys, what I want to let you know tonight is that this world sucks. Okay? Seriously, how many of you want to remain here for the rest of eternity? Tyler, yeah. I don't. And those of you who do, all right. You do that. I want to remain with Jesus. What I want you guys to take away from this is that we have to get used to being uncomfortable in this world. Because when we are uncomfortable in this world, then, and only then, are we going to be comfortable in Christ?